this is Mark, and you are listening to the King of Queens podcast. I have on today a brand new voice to the podcast. We have Dumaka. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing wonderful. How are
you? Yeah, welcome to the show, man. How's everything going? You enjoying King of Queens?
Yeah, a big fan, and just was thrilled to see you put this initiative together, and glad to that you're being so inclusive in this wonderful journey of King and Queen fandom.
I have a lot of people who want to come on the podcast and talk about things, and I'm really excited about that. There's all different types of people, which I didn't really think about, like people who are outside of the United States, for instance. I'm so surprised that there's a person who I had on, and it'll probably be in the next episode that will be released. And his name is Nitin, and he's from India, and we did an episode, and I'm like, you know, God love you. Yeah. You love a show about Queens and everything, but I mean, it's resonating with him. It's his favorite show, just like it is for you or me, you know? So I think somehow the King of Queens resonates with people all around the world. Somehow. It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
But it's the common man aspect, I think. And it's definitely an international thing, because everybody can resonate with the common man.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think resonating with the common man really does cross nations. You know, so, you know, if you're like, and you know what else? A delivery person. I mean, I guess in every country, everyone has delivery people. I didn't really think about that.
Right. Well, and India specializes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those Tiffin Wallas. Yeah. They're the best at it. So.
Yeah. But you know, as small as like a bicycle messenger, you know, like as like somebody like that, all the way to, you know, doing what IPS might be doing, International Parcel Service. But, Dumaka, what episode are we talking about today?
Today, we are doing Swim Neighbors, season 3, episode 22. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear, what led you to this episode, what attracted you to this episode, what you like about it?
Well, you and I spoke for like 10 seconds before we hit record, and one of the things that I kind of brought to you was that moving forward with the podcast, it's going to begin going out of order, even though I initially wanted to do it in order. So the reason for that is I love all the episodes, minus maybe one or two.
Right.
And that's out of 204. So that's a pretty good, that's like a half of 1%, you know, of episodes I dislike. I just found that going in order didn't accomplish what I initially thought it would. The show doesn't need to be watched in order. I don't personally watch it in order. And right. Then I, speaking to different people, they're like, yeah, I don't watch it in order. Really? I just watch season 3 and 4 over and over again. I'm like, really? And, yeah, so that's it. You know, basically we're going to like do a little bit of a mishmash.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm excited about it.
And this episode is hilarious to me. So
it is. Some special guests coming in. Excited.
I'm gonna play our first little clip. This is Carrie and Doug weathering a storm, which is not the most uncommon thing.
No, post hurricane, sweltering summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Nasty out there.
You want to do something nasty in here?
I'm reading.
You won't even know I'm there.
Oh, man, the lights went out.
Huh? What are you talking about? It's bright as day.
You're blind. Sweet Mother of Mercy, you're blind!
Go get a flashlight. Go ahead. Go get it.
I think this is a great example of, like, Doug taking any opportunity to make a, to make a joke. You know, it's like, this is the way we have to be more.
I agree. And my thought was, this is definitely before the LASIK episode, the half off the second eye. Oh, yeah. He's making this joke about being blind, because it would not have been funny after that episode.
You know, I do several podcasts, and one of the and this is the newest one, and it's actually gotten such a nice response from people, unlike some of my other ones. But I do it's been a long running podcast about Little House on the Prairie. I don't know if you ever watched that. And the podcast is called Walnut Grove Cast, and it has without tooting my own horn here, it has a huge following. I'm very fortunate, very blessed to have that. And in Little House on the Prairie, to those who may know about the show, there's a character, Mary, who in real life went blind, and on the TV show as well. And it's a very big moment of the 1970s when Mary goes blind. And I was, you know, we were just goofing because it's so over the top and it's like, oh my God. And I got these hateful emails, like who the hell do you think? From blind people. I didn't realize that so many blind people listen to any podcast, but it makes complete sense, right? So I'm not going to back down. I don't back down on anything. But what I ended up doing is I reached out to this one person who's really pissed off, and I had like kind of a back and forth email, and I'm like, I invited her to just have a conversation. So we're talking, and I'm like thinking to myself, I'm going to crack a Mary joke just to see where it goes, you know? And she laughed, and I'm like, see, like, it's like, I'm not trying to like say blind people are bad people. I'm just making a lighthearted joke. None of what I said was mean, by the way, none of, you know. But they really got triggered by it, and she ended up coming on to the podcast, and now we're like kind of buddy buddy. So, and this happened a few times, and it's like, if I bust on somebody, I'm just making a lighthearted joke because I feel as though if we don't laugh, we're gonna cry.
No, I get it, and I think a lot of it too may have been the fact that Little House on the Prairie, I grew up watching it, and it's like our family. So yeah, they might have taken that personal, you know, almost, because we all grew up. I was born in 74, so grew up watching the show and went up the up in roller coaster of drama and emotion with that show.
I was born in 73, so we're neighbors. Right. But yeah, it's I get it, but at the same time, I'm not that guy, you know, I'm not the one who's, I bust on everyone, you know, especially when Albert gets on morphine, he's drinking morphine. Come on, come on. Of course the poor kid's on morphine. He grew up living under stairs.
That's pretty wild. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah.
You're going to have to send me which episode that is. I need, or which series episode.
Yeah, that was a good one. But yeah, so making jokes, that's what this is all about. And check out Walnut Grove Cast. Please subscribe. So here we go. So yeah, like the lights went out. Again, not the most uncommon thing in the world. Doug is looking for a flashlight.
And the batteries
are panties, dead. Which is
all right, there's
funny.
A candle right there.
Wait a second. What scent is it?
It's bologna, okay?
Decent joke, right?
Could you just light it?
Oh, wow. There's only one match left. It's like the miracle of Hanukkah.
Don't play with fire.
Hey, check this out. Spooky face. Ooh! Oh, God!
It's just total classic, Doug. It's so funny. So we get into our intro. Do you watch the intro when the show's on, or do you click the skip? Yeah,
I do. I do. And just a little bit of context. I am one of those viewers who I did not see it. I may have saw one or two episodes when it was airing. My wife is a big fan, and she watched it. She's a day one fan, but I saw it after. I was like, what is this wonderful show I've never seen? So got to kind of just discover it out of order, just like you said.
What's your wife's first name?
Antoinette.
I hope she's listening, and I hope we can trick her into coming on a future episode. Maybe just you and her. You and her should just cover it, you know? We'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
You know, I just had made up some stickers I'm sending to people who are kind enough to lend their time to the podcast. So I have to get your mailing address. I'm going to send you an IPS sticker and a Doug sticker. I just wanted to get them, you know, kind of made.
I love that.
I'll send it out. And I just made a letter from Arthur.
Oh, that's cool.
I was thinking about doing an IPS newsletter, but I just don't have the time right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned Arthur, and I'm just reflecting on he was not an initial big attraction for me, but hearing the podcast and from my wife, she loves him. And he is really kind of the anchor of the show now that I sit back and reflect.
Yeah.
Shout out to Arthur.
Yeah, I love the character. And from what I understand, he is missing from 1 out of 4 episodes because of his contract.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know how true that is, but I try to skip all intros once I see it. The Lemon Ice King of Corona is still there in Corona. Queens is about probably a 10-15 minute drive from my house.
Oh, that's so pretty cool.
I've been there a couple times. It's just, it's just ices. It's like ice cream and stuff. Let's see. So after the storm. Mm-hmm. And what part of the country do you live in again? I forget.
I am in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, so south. You're no stranger to storms and the day after, right?
Like, absolutely. You
wake up and
right it's up lunch. My alley.
Like, I think we could both resonate very deeply with this particular scene.
Wow, that Hurricane Mindy wasn't kidding around, huh? Oh, look at that branch. It went right through that windshield.
You gotta respect also, this is... I don't know about an Atlanta thing, but definitely a New York thing back then. Even after a hurricane or a big storm, your newspaper is still going to get delivered.
That's, and it's funny you say that because the last day of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution was just like 3 weeks ago, the physical delivery. So,
but oh, yep. Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's, wow.
What a coincidence.
Cool.
Awesome.
Wow, that Hurricane Mindy wasn't kidding around, huh? Oh, look at that branch. It went right through that windshield.
Cool.
God, it's so hot out here. It's like 150 degrees.
Yeah, it's so quiet. Hey, do you think we're the last 2 people left on Earth?
Yes, Doug, that's very likely.
It's so funny. Now, he's dressed. He's ready to go out to work.
Hey.
I don't know. Like, they always do this where he'll be off what seems to be like 4 days in a row or she will be, but they had like regular 9-to-5 jobs Monday through Friday. So, or maybe his schedule would be a little different.
Right. He's in a union. So who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
Made some union adjustments.
2 days a week. Full. So let's see. They're kind of just like inspecting the damage. They go into their kitchen and they look outside that window.
Side.
Oh my God, the fence is down. It's all over the yard.
Oh man, now they're just roaming free. Oh, we gotta get them back on their side. Every time those people come near us, they take a little piece of our soul. hello, freakos.
You couldn't be more annoying.
So, of course, if people are fans of Breaking Bad, they know Bryan Cranston.
Hmm?
Who, the guy has had a big, huge career pretty much his whole life. Right. But he really didn't make it big, big, big until Breaking Bad. But, but then again, he was the father on Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
So that was pretty big. I never watched it, or maybe I watched it. I didn't care about it. I'm not really sure. But Malcolm in the Middle, that ran from 2000 to 2006. And, I didn't know it ran that long. Did you?
I did. Yeah. And I know Breaking Bad was kind of like his resurgence, when that came. Mm. Total opposite character, of course.
The thing that's weird is, so Malcolm in the Middle is already in its first season when he's on here. I don't know if I mentioned this aired originally on May 15th, 2001. It's 25 years ago.
Wow, that's my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
What a coincidence.
That's crazy. It's no such thing. No such thing as a coincidence. This might get released on her birthday with the way the schedule looks. Now, are you a neighborly person? Like, are you...
Yes, and I'm probably more on the Carrie side of things. Because in this situation, I wouldn't have went outside. We would have like waved, and then we would have walked out of that room and talked about it, because that's where they go wrong. The minute they walk outside, everything goes left.
But they're in their yard. I don't know. I feel like it's a direct violation.
And then so does Gary.
Where I live, I have I get along with my neighbors, but I'm the type of person where it's like, I'll give you the wave. I don't want to do much more than the wave. If it's a holiday around the time, hey, happy holiday. You know, like, I'm not getting into it. But one of my neighbors bought the house next to me about 4 years ago, and he's a great guy, really nice guy. He's, I believe he's a law professor, and he's a rabbi. Now, I'm Jewish, but I'm not too Jew. Like, I'm not super religious. Like, I'm high and holy. And he's really religious. And it's kind of like, it's a little bit of a struggle, because I come over, you know, for every single thing, and it's like, I'm good, you know, or I'll see him walking and on Saturday and I'm driving, and it's just, yeah, there's a little bit of a struggle. That's all.
I understand.
Okay, let's make this quick. Carrie, Doug, what a storm. Thank God you guys are okay.
Hey, there's the guy.
Oh,
jeez.
Sure.
It's like probably like 7:45 in the morning, you know?
Like super obnoxious.
Yeah, it's too much. So they're just like, the storm. What do you say? It's like nothing really to say. It's weird because he's like calling him out. And it's like, right. All right, what do you want? You
know, yeah, they could have called this episode Good Fences Make Good Neighbors.
Yeah, definitely. That's not a bad name. But Tim and Dorothy are like, what, you know, thank God nobody got hurt. But at the same time, what are we going to do about all of this? Now, I forgot to mention this. So the episode that you and I are watching, which I'm going to try to figure out how to turn this whole thing into a video, is from the Blu-rays that I ripped. But when I watched it, I watched it from like lower quality. So like I streamed it. So my timings are slightly off for this episode. So I might have a little bit of back and forth with the clips. So I apologize in advance.
What you doing?
I don't know. Get the pages.
So she's like, you know, get the yellow pages, which people.
Yeah, and his mind's already at work, because you know what he's thinking. Dad, bam, pound, pound.
But even that, like yellow pages, when was the last time you saw yellow pages? This is definitely
a throwback.
They mention things that are just purely don't exist anymore. So yellow pages, of course, are a directory for businesses to look up their phone numbers, which was like
the size we couldn't live without not too long ago,
which is like three times the size of the Bible, basically. Facts. And the same type of paper.
Kids, I just realized something.
Kids, I just love that. Kids.
Separately, our yards were just two sad little veal cages. But if we kept this fence down, we're looking at a dad blam compound here.
You know what?
A compound? That's a wonderful idea. Hey, we could call it Saccharin.
Oh.
You know, for Saksky and Heffernan.
or Hefsky. You know, either way, there's no ego here.
You know what? We're not really compound people.
Yeah. I don't even use compound W. I get a wart. I live with it.
You're terrible.
Let me draw a sketch for you. You'll see what I'm talking about.
So this is where they step over the line. I'm like,
yeah, like,
oh, get the are hell you kidding out of my me? House.
Yeah, you kidding me? Like, you're walking in my house before me.
That's the Satskis. That's Tim. So Tim draws a sketch. They kind of going back and forth. And Carrie's like, there is no way this is going to happen. Then not 6 hours later, you know, maybe 8 hours later, Doug comes home after his shift at IPS.
My God, how'd you get this up so fast?
Well, when you want something bad enough, you make it happen.
Did you talk to the Saxtys about this?
No.
Carrie, we told them we'd think about this whole backyard compound thing.
Yeah, well, we also told your cousin Tina that her baby was cute. It's called lying.
I had to put up a similar fence when I first bought my house with the same neighbor, but he was a different neighbor at the time. So
yeah, we did the same thing.
Oh, but did you go over and get permission to?
No, we were new to the neighborhood, and the builder gave us the option, and we definitely checked yes.
Yeah, we so again, my house is a corner property, and it has like that, you know, white PVC fence that everybody kind of has, but separating my property from my neighbor's property was this neglected rose bush, like crazy. It was huge. And my dog would try to jump through it and he cut himself. And I'm like, all right, this isn't working. So these people were just never home. So I hired people to remove the whole bush and put and close the fence. And I really did try to kind of reach out to them, but they just were never around. And then they kind of freaked out once I did it, like leaving me like a nasty message. Cause I left them a thing saying, hey, we're doing this if you have a problem or blah, 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 you know? So, but they moved, they were jerks. Now I have the rabbi. I'll take him. He's better.
Yeah.
I know we're lying. That's not the point. You have to ease into these things. I mean, we have to live right next door to these people. We should have at least waited a few days to give them the illusion we don't hate them.
They needed to be stopped. I mean, they probably have a gazebo guy coming over right now.
So this is really great, where they hear them talking over the fence about them.
Tim, get out here. They put a new fence up. What?
What?
That's not a good reaction.
I love the fake Queens background, too. Look at that.
They didn't waste any time, did they?
Oh, I'm sure they have an explanation.
Hi, Carrie.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Carrie.
Tim, you scared me.
So, what do you think? You like?
So, I guess this is a no on the whole combined yard thing, huh?
Oh, my God. You know what? I forgot all about that.
Forgot? We presented the idea to you not 8 hours ago.
It's just so funny. Yeah, eight. Doug acts like he's just coming home, which is just so classic, Doug.
Where the hell did this come from? Hey, this one sure works quick, huh?
Tim, ask them why they did this.
Do I have to spell it out for you, Dorothy? They don't like us.
No.
They have no inner voice.
Not at all. No, no filter.
Yeah, but always, right? Like when they fight at home over the, you know, and when the dog is barking in another episode.
I'm thinking about the water filter episode when he tricked Doug.
This is a really good one.
We really value our privacy. You know what? We're loners. We are.
That's true. That's true. Either one of us could have been a serial killer easily. But, you know, you make choices.
You know, you're not doing anyone any favors by soft soaping this. So please just tell us what we did to offend you.
Nothing. It's just that we don't.
And she tries to explain it in kind of a soft way.
Now, we're not normal.
We're not normal?
What is normal? I mean.
And they go on and on. Then he's like, for all these years of friendship. And then I guess Carrie really throws it out there. And I don't disagree with her. But
totally not.
But it's definitely 718 style that she's putting down.
Friendship? Come on, we're not friends, we're neighbors, okay? And just because we happen to live next door to each other does not mean we have to like each other.
See the head bopping and everything?
It's she's in full carry mode.
But that's a Queens girl right there.
I mean, come on, honestly, do you really like us that much?
No.
I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
No. So it's over.
Keto time.
Yeah. So Doug comes home, I guess the next day. Right? It's got to take more than a day to put up a pool. But hey, when you get those guys that work at the fencing company.
And whatever, there's a pool in the way.
Yeah. This is like so, it's crazy. He jumps up on the deck and he's in his full speedo.
Oh, Then
I just noticed Doug has like sweat spots on him because they're going through a heat wave.
Right.
Can I get yourself a pool there?
Oh, by golly, I do.
Doug goes in, grabs Carrie.
Look at what you caused.
Yeah.
What the?
I'll tell you what the. A pool and a deck.
Yeah.
So they're just like getting upset. So Carrie's like,
is that
all
the
right.
G-Shock?
Say that again?
Does he have the G-Shock on?
Oh, let's see. I don't think so. I think it might be a round watch. You caught that from when I was watching them. Oh. We'll get a good shot of it at some point.
He said, we'll see your fence and we'll raise you a pool. And bonus, we now know Tim's a...
Yeah, that's some other... It's still a digital watch, right? But I think later episodes, he's wearing like a Rolex. I mean, I think some of that King of Queens money is really accumulating by that point.
Speedo man.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, that is a regular Casio or something. I'm not sure.
Right.
I love also in the background, you could see him in the pool from the kitchen. Like there's like some of these shots are really well thought out. Like that would drive me out of my mind.
Yeah. Cause they get the same view from the bedroom.
So. Yes.
Even better view.
Yeah.
Stop saying nude because I don't think you're 100% sure what it means. You can't do this, Tim.
Do what? Just enjoying my backyard.
Your stupid pool and deck are too high.
And what is this, the 60s with the sunning, with the reflector?
Well, then why don't you just put up a higher fence?
You're great at putting up fences, literally and figuratively.
So she's like, I work at a law firm.
Listen, then this is like, not the first time where she, you know, consults the law firm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking about the accident with Deacon and Kelly. And then we get the chain of causation. So she's always going to the law firm for some advice.
Right. It's when Doug thought he saw a light switch.
Right. But the gloves are off now. And so the threats, the pettiness is in.
Yeah. It's just, and they're playing in the pool. The ball goes over and Carrie's like, you're not getting it back.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Doug very much is like the sidekick sometimes to Carrie. It's like,
absolutely.
Yeah. She's trying to squeeze the air out. It's just very funny. All right. So the next day she's like putting together her case. They're very, very hot. So let's see.
There's the room view.
Yeah. The room. This is also, I think, kind of a realistic view of some of these older Queens houses. My house is a similar build, but it's bigger. But it's a, you know, basic colonial. And I mean, I know these are sets, but I feel like they really took a little bit of the, how the bedrooms are built in like the 1920s, to heart. For instance, like these windows are just totally out of place for this size bed.
Right.
And very often behind them would be where the radiator is. So mm-hmm. like these houses, and so you can't really put your bed in front of the radiator because it's already like a foot or so away from the wall. So I don't know. The struggles of living in an old New York house is the truth is here. So they're going to do the theory of the cross ventilation, which I refer to as a theory because I don't believe it. Is this something that you grew up with? If you open up two windows.
Yeah, listen, you have to get creative in the South in sweltering summer. So we did every fans, cross ventilation, all of the.
My grandmother had a theory that if you blow the fan out the window, it'll create a form of cooling effect. I'm like,
I guess. Hey, I agree with Grant.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that ever worked for me.
Killing me, honey. All right, I'll open this other one. Maybe we can get some cross ventilation going.
So she opens up her blinds.
Oh, hey, Carrie.
Woo! So top cool. of the slide.
Woo! So she goes and gets her camcorder. To the kids out there who might not know what a camcorder is, it's a way to, it's like an iPhone, except huge, without a phone.
10 p.m. Defendants are using a slide located just outside plaintiff's window.
Hey, Tim, watch me. Cannonball!
I have to help, sea monkeys. You're only helping our case.
I'm going to go stick my underwear in the freezer.
That's so funny. They're in the garage. Let's see. The boys are in the garage. We have, do you have a favorite of the friends?
Deacon, of course, that's his rock solid. Spence, and I've heard you talk about this on other, Spence has been a big talk, but I'm don't like Spence a lot. For me, it's just his, that whole obsession with Carrie. It's just weird for me. It doesn't feel loyal. And especially when we go to the last episode. So,
he's a broken man.
Yeah. So,
I get it. And I appreciate that, but, what about, his, as an actor,
he's definitely talented.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt, definitely talented. And I haven't seen him in stand up. Definitely want to. But I've seen him on some other shows.
He's definitely more of a blue comic. You can't listen to his comedy with. You have to go in expecting a lot of cursing. But you can find it on YouTube. But he does a skit about. Do you have Carvel down there?
Yes.
All right. Do you remember Tom Carvel? He talk like this. And Cookie Puss and all that stuff. If he does this bit on Carvel, that will have you just screaming. It's so funny. And it's from the late 90s. It's from this era. So I think you, and especially knowing that you're Gen X, I think you'll appreciate it.
Definitely going to check it out.
Yeah. In general, I think he's probably the most successful out of all of them. The actors from the show outside. I'll leave Jerry Stiller out of it just because, he grew up, with doing so many different things. And
yeah, he's like Hollywood royalty. Yeah,
exactly.
You think he's more popular than Kevin James?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you have to remember that. Why am I forgetting his name? All I can think of is Spence Ulchin, Patton Oswalt. I mean, he's written books on film. He's he does narration on The Goldbergs, which is a tremendous show.
Yes.
And I see him more than I see Kevin James. I like Kevin James, though. And I've been fortunate enough to see Kevin's stand up. And I feel it's a solid stand up and it's very family friendly, actually.
Well, it's officially rash season.
That's what we're about to be going into.
For sure.
Although it is freezing here today. I think it was below 30 last night in New York.
We're up and down.
Yeah. Hitting the 70s. 70 is perfect. Why can't we just have a world where it's just 70? That'd be
perfect. Hope you have a better one than last year.
And I really want to, somehow reimagine or recreate Deacon's mixtape for the ladies.
right. Same I love song. The idea about a mixtape for the show too. I heard you mention that as well. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Amazing how many songs are in this show. I mean, you just don't get that with television anymore. It's just prohibitively expensive to get to secure these rights, and they have everything. They have the Beach Boys and. I can't think of any other band that they have, but they have so many, right? But that's another thing I'm working on.
This is a bit of deja vu because I'm remembering the other scene where on the couch, when they're on the couch and the fan is oscillating and they don't have enough radius for everybody. It's like they've done this scene before, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God, get up for a second, quick. Jeez.
What?
Listen, guy, while you're up, you want to get me a beer?
This is also a big New York thing. I don't know if it's an Atlanta thing to have a fridge in your garage. Backup fridge. I don't have one. Although I think I have an unplugged freezer out there, like a small one. I should really throw that away. So let's see. As Spence is getting a beer, he sees that Sakskis have a pool. They run out to check it out.
Damn!
And we have a lot of people. People don't notice this, but we have a little bit of a party going on over there.
Right.
The Sakskis have other friends.
Or do they? Or is it the pools bring friends?
These are the other neighbors. This is the neighbors on the other side of them. Or, you know, you have Ferrigno over there.
Right.
Are we watching TV or what? Oh, they're playing Find the Penny. I kick ass at that game.
Hey, it's Doug and his merry men. How are you guys doing?
We're good, Tim. Okay, you know what? We'd love to stay in chat, but we got a whole thing going on in there.
Where? In your aluminum hothouse?
That's right. Come on, guys.
Listen, fellas, I know that Doug here isn't much of a pool person. He's more of a fence guy. You two are welcome to join us.
No.
Why not?
Because Carrie and I are in a whole big thing with these people.
Well, we're not.
It's just a stupid pool. You never seen a pool before?
No, I've seen one. Now I want to be in one.
Wow. Like, they immediately sell him out. And yeah. Like, look, it's pool, buddy. Too hot.
The heat gets to you, though. You know, it does.
You know, there's no coming back here. The big TV, the fan, everything. This all goes away. Spence, no more pop-o-matic trouble.
God. Incoming!
So
that was quick.
Yeah, they just like, be right over. Their ball goes over, and Doug grabs it up. He starts caressing it in a kind of a creepy Spence way.
That's our last ball. Any chance we can get it back in one piece? Sure. Thanks. Classy move. What happened here, Doug? I'll tell you what happened. You built this big thing overlooking our property, and we don't like that. We're pretty PO'd.
Is it we, or is it she?
So kind of getting down to it, getting to Doug's weaknesses, right?
Yeah, classic King of Queens. Doug is separate from Carrie now, so let's he's the mark.
He turns on her very quickly. Let's see. So Carrie goes to Perzan to talk to him about the legal trouble, explaining it. I love this character. I think he's so inept and funny. And I like Ricky Lake as an actress. I don't like her character on the show.
Yeah, and Ricky, I think though, as Doug's sister, I would have liked to see kind of stay around a little bit longer.
Yeah,
it was a couple of good episodes. Like when he goes back to the high school, do some sub work. But I liked the end too.
I think if they had this idea that they needed to have Doug's sister, they should have wrote Sarah in as his hot sister.
Mm.
Would pop in and out. And then it would be a competition. I don't know. I just, Ricky Lake, very funny, very talented actress. But I don't like her character, personally. But I do like the one episode where she's dating Perzan. I think that
is a classic episode.
Yeah, with the high definition.
Super Bowl episodes.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just a great episode.
It's a good thing to see. Great work.
Thank you.
And this is always great. They'll do something for Carrie, and Carrie's like feeling good about herself, and then they remind her that she has
likes to be a banana real duties. Fast.
That means a lot to me.
Oh, Carrie.
Yeah.
Could you slice me up a banana real thin?
Real thin. Whoa.
Yeah. So we have Carrie basically calling up and letting Tim know what the deal is. And We get Doug yelling Yuspa, which I've clipped. It's going to be a part of the future episodes. Like,
Yuspa!
And Yuspa is the last name of one of the writers or one of the people on who works on the show. I just don't know what the inside joke specifically is outside of it just being a funny word that he started that using. Part. Yeah. But she's basically...
Yeah, I've been looking through some stuff, and Section 489 of the New York City Building Code. Your pool's in violation, buddy. Doug and I are going to take it down.
Yes, Bob!
It's so funny.
Yes, Bob!
So see, Carrie comes home. She's very proud of the work that she's done, how she's taken it down. And anybody who's been in the pool knows that you can, just like going to the beach, you can't get that stink off you.
You can't. And wives are very observant, and yeah, they know smells. So yeah, she picked right up on it.
Right.
Doesn't the Bible say, you know, turn the other cheek, let thy neighbor's pool be thy pool?
I have to know what this watch is. So what I'm going to do is just take a screenshot, and then I'll find out what it is afterward.
Love it.
Minutes. Come here for a second. Mm. You smell like chlorine. You've been in that pool.
If you just try to once, you'd understand.
He just complete doesn't even deny it. He just folds. He's the worst.
He's caught.
I do like this little comeback. There's always like superhero references back and forth.
Could you go in my arch enemy's pool?
Arch enemy? Who are you, Catwoman?
I could see Spence being like, oh, I'd like to see her dress up as Catwoman.
Absolutely.
And he does describe something like that in the future for her to wear. You know, the episode where they go to the baseball game and it's Carrie's boss. Yeah, and
one of my favorites. Mayonnaise on his hot dog.
I've still not tried.
That episode, I totally blame Deacon because he should have let Doug crouch and eat. If he had let Doug just crouch and eat. Yep. None of that happened.
That's the beauty of Doug's friends. It's not always his fault. But so let's see. We have Doug rubbing it in that he's in the pool.
I can use the pool whenever I want.
Yeah, well.
Oh,
whoops.
Oh, by the way, Tim and Dorothy told me I have carte blanche, which is a fancy way of saying I can use the pool whenever I want.
Yeah, well, enjoy it while you can, because tomorrow I'm going to serve them with my cease and desist order. That's a fancy way of saying, poolie go bye-bye.
You're getting a turtle.
So let's see. We have Carrie bringing the papers over.
I have legal documents for ya. Ooh, lean it up against the beach ball. Nice!
And she begins to be allured by the pool.
Oh, no, come back. Come back.
Okay. Yeah, the allure of the cool water.
Slip my toe in.
She dipped her whole sneaker in. Like, it's so weird. Like, what is that? And that's another thing is when this show first came out, of course, probably 99% of the people watching it had regular, you know, square TVs. And it's formatted that way. But what we're watching is like the widescreen. So some of the stuff on the sides you were never supposed to see. And one of the things I hate is when people have to post the things that we were never supposed to see.
You've got to point one of those things out for me. I've never seen one of those things.
I will. For instance, like you'll see the edge of the set, and you'll see that when they're standing in their living room facing the kitchen through that little alcove, like that little window area.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes on the right, you'll see that there's the edge of that wall where you'd actually be able to walk around it from the right because there's no wall there. Just a set, you know.
Get out.
And, you know, and you're just never able, you know.
Maybe I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to unsee it.
I don't find it that distracting, but some people seem to, you know, think it's mistakes or whatever. It's not mistakes. So she's like just in there having a great old time.
Hi, Carrie. Taking a swim?
We have a very wet Carrie coming out.
Yeah, trespassing on their property.
Yeah, right? It's humiliating for her.
Excuse me.
I love this, how she's still going to serve the papers.
These papers may be wet. They are still legal in the state of New York.
The walk of shame.
The walk of shame. So let's see. We get like our closing. And this is something I bring up all the time. Is I had never seen this ending until more recently.
My wife and I had a similar experience when we got it on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
This whole world of closings opened up, which was exciting because, you know, it kind of gave us like, oh, we never saw this.
And sometimes I forget, and there'll just be an episode I haven't watched in a long time. There are certain episodes that I just don't watch. I don't care about. And I'll just kind of like leave it on. It'll just be on, and I'll see this new ending, which kind of makes the entire episode a little bit better. So.
How's it going, baby?
Oh, it's great. You're much better than the pool. Thank you very much.
That can be very refreshing, by the way.
It can. Not a pool, but a good old lawn sprinkler might do it.
Been there. So Doug, of course, got his sprinkler out. And, you know, he's doing the Doug. And that's it. That's how we end. And let's see. Let's get a decent freeze frame. So Polly's Pet Shop. I doubt that's a real place. But Dumaka, I want to thank you so much for coming on, talking about the King of Queens. And we have another one set up for tomorrow. And I'm excited about that one as well.
Yeah, I think I might be your first back-to-back host.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Hopefully I can steal even more of your time and your wife's.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I think she'll be ready to roll very soon. She works during the day. So we just gotta find a time that works for her.
Well, we can patch her in. I have the ability to bring
but this is wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to the next episode.
Thank you so much. And people should head on over to kingofqueens.com, check it out. There's a tiny group on Facebook, King of Queens Podcast. It'll grow. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to really spend too much time on it. And, you know, these things sometimes just, they take a little bit of time, and we have another, you know, 200 some odd episodes to do. So I have more than enough time before to build the whole experience. And, I guess one thing I really do want to do in the near future anyway, is to do some form of, a round table, having like two or three people on at one time to watch an episode and just discuss it. Maybe a more of a holiday episode. You know, I think it could be a lot of fun.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of Christmas episodes. Super Bowl is a holiday for me. There are a lot of Super Bowl episodes. Yeah. So Halloween. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to holidays.
I would say that the Halloween episode, I'm terrible with the titles, but the one where Arthur gets a heart ischemia.
Right.
Is one of my top five episodes of all time. It just makes me laugh every single time.
It is hilarious.
And
just the paper ghost.
And the way Major who plays who does he dress up as?
A Powerpuff Girl.
Yeah. I forget which one. I was just thinking about the
other. Blossom.
Oh my god. And don't take the Mary Jane. Three Musketeers. But yeah, Tamaka, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.